Okay. Welcome to the Boruto podcast. Welcome to the Two Blue Vortex end of year awards event. Thank you everyone for coming today. This is the very first TBV end of year awards, and hopefully first of many to come. So this is a special event where the staff team has discussed who were the most important users in our community this year. And I know some of you guys have joined, recently or the past few months. And I will say, for the more recent users, you guys are awesome. And some of you guys haven't proved yourselves yet to be worthy of such things here. So don't worry. Stick around in our community. 2026 is just around the corner, and we're juicing up for 2026. It's going to be so much fun with more events and games going on here in the server. And I have no doubt that if you guys just are in our community and positive, you guys can also end up on these lists. So on twobluevortex.com, our community blog, we have the achievements section, which has different games, events, and anyone who wins any type of award or event in this server gets their names listed on our achievements section. We have a new page for the achievements section on the blog called the Hall of Fame. And the Hall of Fame will list, we'll have two lists for every year. So this first list is the 2025 Legends list. And then we also have the 2025 awards list. And I actually want to start with the awards first. And again, the staff team helped come up with these and pick who deserves such titles. And just so you guys know, I'm going to repeat it, on twobluevortex.com, there's a Hall of Fame page under achievements, and that is where you will be able to see the list of names of the winners of the awards and the legends list. I believe also legends, anyone who is labeled a legend gets a special legend role. And if you want your name listed on the site, there's many different achievements like bingo, chapter predictions, fan art, memes. There's all kinds of stuff you can get your name, or different ways you can get your name on our website. So without further ado, Alpha, Justin, do you guys want to say anything before I get started listing off the awards?
No, man. Do your thing, man. Do your thing.
You don't want to say how we had such a great year? Nothing like that.
Maybe after the list, bro. Like,
okay. Justin, you want to say anything? Oh, Justin's deafened. All right. Let's get started. So, without further ado, here is our Two Blue Vortex Community 2025 Awards. So, the first award is the Most Wanted Award. And this one goes out to Theo. So if you guys don't know, Theo was one of the founders of this server. And he was one of the users that stuck us all together. Without Theo, we wouldn't be working together, and this would not be successful. Unfortunately, Theo has his own IRL things going on, and he disappeared pretty quickly, and he didn't get to experience pretty much most of the year of our server's success. So most wanted user is Theo. We're still waiting for you. And by the way, Alpha, if you ever want to say anything, jump in about any of these users, that'd be cool. If you have anything to say about these people.
Yeah, of course.
So the next award is the Sneaky Shinobi Award. And the winner of this award, the winner of the Sneaky Shinobi Award, yes, the winner of the Sneaky Shinobi Award is Stickies. I wish we had a soundboard of like clapping or something. So Stickies is one of our longest boosters. Actually, one of the first boosters we've had. The thing is Stickies is always supporting the server, but never talking in the server. So we really appreciate Stickies for always boosting and helping us get to where we are. We really appreciate you, Stickies, if you're listening to this. So if you guys ever noticed Stickies has a yellow name with the Kokugon icon. So shout out Stickies. All right. So this next award is the Best Theories of the Year award. And if you guys don't know, you can post in our theories channel your own theories. And there's a chance that it can get on the Two Blue Vortex blog. And that's exactly what this user did. So congratulations to Drifting. Drifting has won the Best Theories of the Year award. Drifting's theories go super detail in length, really long, lots of research put into it. And I believe Drifting has had the most theories from our server added to our blog site. So Drifting has been awarded that award. So the next award, this is a more specialty type of award. This is the Sasuke's Rinnegan Award. And this one is simply awarded to Assad from the Two Blue Vortex X/Twitter community. Assad is the owner of the X community, the Boruto X community. And he was known as, well, his username was Sasuke's Left Arm, which we know Sasuke's left arm doesn't exist or it's missing. So I also gave him the Sasuke's Rinnegan Award. And I will explain later about Assad and how he has helped our community by promoting this podcast and things like that. So let's see. Best newcomer of the year. Alpha, do you want to announce this one? Do you have the list pulled up?
Yeah, I know it from my head, bro. It was Ashta.
Oh, Ashta, congratulations. You have won the best newcomer. Why did Ashta win the best newcomer?
Let me say it like this, bro. Like, with the Ashta, it's a different kind of, like, the way she joined our server, bro. She had immediately beef with the other court. So, so that's a bonus, of course. So, yeah. And she immediately showed love. She also joined the, how do you say it? Like this Akatsuki thing where you have to recruit people.
Oh, yeah.
And she showed some mess love, man. And that's why she's the most, the best newcomer.
Yeah. If you guys don't know, we do have an Akatsuki program where if you invite 5 people, you get the Akatsuki role for a month. I believe if you invite 100, if you end up like over time inviting 100 people, you get to keep the Akatsuki roles. So it's pretty cool. But congratulations to Ashta. Yep, you have won best newcomer. Yes. Okay. This is a special one. So we got debater of the year. Who do you guys think got debater of the year?
Say it in debate or launch.
Yeah. Or you could put it in the voice chat channel.
In the chat itself. Yeah.
Yes. Debater of the year. Okay. Let's announce it. So debater of the year was, drum roll, Killa. So
Killa.
Yes, Killa won. Killa truly initiated and shaped the debate channel. He continuously engaged with everyone, addressing every point in depth, and from religion to Boruto debates, without backing down, Killa has always been active in the debate channel since the beginning.
It doesn't matter what you're talking about, bro. He keeps coming at you, bro. Killa, it's a pain in the ass.
Shout out to Killa. You have won the debater of the year. Congratulations. Okay, so here's a funny one. We have Yapper of the Year. Who do you guys think got Yapper of the Year? Come on, guys. Who do you think? All right.
Yeah, most people do yap, you know what I mean? So it's really hard.
Yeah, right.
Especially in the debate channel.
So, Alpha, do you want to announce this one?
Yeah, I'm eating right now.
Okay, so Yapper of the Year is... Oh, what are you guys saying? Okay, Yapper of the Year is Irving. Irving has won this for his constant presence, random at mentions, and the simple fact that he's always yapping. So congratulations to Irving for your Yapper of the Year 2025.
Irving is also a newcomer, bro, basically. But, like, Irving, with his random grims and stuff, bro, like, this guy, the day he joined our server, bro, he's been constantly yapping, bro. The constant texts and stuff and the mentions, you know what I mean? So random, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy is a yapper.
Yes. Okay, so moving on. We have, so no one won Memer of the Year, so we're moving on from that one. But we have Biggest Anime Watcher of the Year. And this one was kind of more pointed towards more of Boruto anime than like watching a ton of animes in general. But the Biggest Anime Watcher award goes to Watch Boruto. So Watch Boruto has been a huge part of our community with the podcasts throughout the past almost 3 years. And I remember when we did the Kawaki episode, we had the English voice actor of Kawaki on our podcast. And Watch Boruto's task was to watch Boruto in English. He has watched Boruto in Japanese like, I don't know, 20 times or something. But he hasn't watched it in English. So this year, he had the task of watching it in English, and he did do that. And I don't know how many times he ended up watching it in English. But Watch Boruto has watched Boruto so many times that he can quote word for word what is said in each episode and tell you exactly what minute and second that happened. And that... only happen that's only possible if you watch it a million times. So congratulations to Watch Boruto for Biggest Anime Watcher of the Year. All right, so speaking of podcasts, we have Biggest Podcast Fan of the Year, and this award is going to someone who we always notice showing up to the podcasts, always communicating with me with the scheduling, with the podcasts to make sure everything's tidy. And because this user is always showing up, always interested in participating. And the winner of Biggest Podcast Fan is Blonde Hinata, otherwise known as Hana. Congratulations to Blonde Hinata. We noticed you. We love that you're part of our community more and becoming more active in our community. And shout out to you. So, this award is the Otsutsuki of the Year. And only a certain group of users qualify for Otsutsuki. And if you know what I'm talking about, that means the boosters. So that'll be your hint. Anyone that boosts our server gets the Otsutsuki role. And so the winner of Otsutsuki of the Year is Zebrahim. So Zebrahim has been one of our longest boosters. Not only that, but Zebrahim has given us the most boosts. I think at some point they were boosting like five times in 1 month. And yeah, Neverhand helped us a lot because we were struggling to keep some of the server perks. So Zephyrhim really helped us out. And I'm pretty sure because Zephyrhim was doing boosting 5 in a month, we gave him a custom role, which was King Otsutsuki. So it is fitting that Zephyrhim gets the Otsutsuki of the year for helping us a lot this year. So congratulations. Okay, so this award is the biggest code fan award. I want you guys to guess who got this one. Biggest code fan. It might be obvious to you guys, maybe not. Okay, so the biggest code fan award goes to the one and only Alex. So Alex has joined our community probably in the middle of the year, I'd say. And from the start, Alex was showing fan art drawings of code on their wall in their bedroom and everything code. And I am confident to say that that is the biggest code fan in our server. So congratulations, Alex.
Yeah, don't forget about Spider.
Spider. But Alex has won. Well, yeah, the Spider has
like the most obvious, like, he's like the most obvious Spider code fan girl.
Yeah, oh, well, boy. did
sorry.
Yeah. did Spider have code drawings on their bedroom wall above their bed?
Well,
I don't think so.
We are mocking him with it, because he's always defending code a bit. I mean, but it's obvious, like I get why she won the biggest code fangirl boy award.
Pretty sure they cosplay as code for Halloween or something. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Shout out to Alex.
Yeah, shout out Alex.
Yep.
Okay, so this next award is the Boosters Award. And throughout the whole year, I have written down and recorded every single booster, every person that has boosted our server. So, yes, I have been watching, and every time there's a new boost, I would just write it down and record it. For this very moment right here. So here's a list. I'm just going to say it real quick. So the Boosters Awards, we have Zephyrhim, Just Shush, Stickies, LC, Donut P, Donut. We have P. We have Liebert, Rise of Rush. We have HW3DS. We have MD X-Ray. We have Gunna. Cease. Stint Snick. Huey Freeman. Alex the Big Poopy. Oh, Alex just won the very next award again. Zerius. Cash. Liz. Please. Namra. Himawari Solos. Souvenir, Chris Otsutsuki, Lovesick, or One Lovesick, Okio, YB4689, Isaiah.
Shout out to YB, man.
Yeah, YB got an award. Isaiah.
Crazy.
David with the one. Ghost of the Uchiha. Oh, Alpha. Justin, oh. Bolt, Nova, Not Caven, Speedy, LYLO. We have What K with a 4, Ty, which is our most recent a few days ago, and none other than myself, Zook. So that has been all of the boosters throughout this whole year. So thank you, all of you, for that. And starting 2026, we will have a fresh boosters award list. So I will be doing the same thing. Everyone who boosts will get recorded for the 2026 awards. So that's like a freebie, anyone who wants to get on there. Okay, so contributor of the year. Contributor of the year is a very special person.
Yeah, he is special.
I got you guys to that one, right? Is a very cool person. So the contributor of the year, this is someone who has always supported everything we have done with a passion. And yes, with passion. And they're actually in here right now. The winner is Jenna. It's Jenna. Yo, Jenna. Congratulations, Jenna.
Yo. Thank you.
Yeah, you got contributor of the year. We really appreciate you and everything you do. Congratulations.
Don't forget about her 1 million. Wait, let me help him, bro. First of all, like, don't forget about like her 1 million like views on TikTok, bro. Like, that was crazy. Yes.
Jenna, and okay, so Jenna is one of our partners on the Boruto Club, one of our first content creator partners. And after partnering with us, Jenna has blew up on TikTok.
Literally.
And Jenna has gotten 1 million views on her on a video, right? So Jenna's going viral and going crazy. So shout out to Jenna and all her hard work and consistently being active in TikTok and all that. Okay.
I want to say something about Jenna, though. She was always pushing the TBF takeover season, so shout out to Jenna as well.
Oh, my God.
And she was always, like, supporting me and Zook, like, from the beginning. So, and she's always asking about me and Zook as well. So, yeah, shout out to you, Jenna. We appreciate it.
Shout out, Jenna. Okay, so, Jenna, do you have, like, a speech or something you want to say? I guess not. Okay.
She's speechless right now, bro.
Yeah, Jenna, you can say a speech.
I don't have it. Sorry.
Well, no answer is also an answer, bro.
Well, I mean, you can like thank the community or something. Okay. So, okay. All right. Thank you, Jenna. Okay. So, the next award is the most active member. We have been keeping track of who was our most active member in the server. And we actually have different people have earned most active rank title. I believe.
Did I earn it once?
Yeah, we've had different
bro, I used to be the first like most active member, bro. But like my other account was like, you know, I didn't add X to my other account. So fortunately, I had to start over again. But like, I can remember it was like MDC. Wei, I guess.
We have, so Midas was the first. Then we had Midas. Huey.
Of course, yeah.
And then we had MDC. Then we have Kakarot. Then we had me. And then we've had the winner of this award, Afware.
Ishikil Suzuki himself.
Oh my goodness.
Shout out to Afware, man.
So Afware has earned most active member. He's the current most active member.
But he is. He actually is. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. He's always present, highly active in discussions, and consistently involved across the server, which he has the top most XP earned in our server. So congratulations. Yes. So the next on the list, oh my goodness, editor of the year.
Oh,
this is this is crazy. Alpha, do you want to announce this one?
Yeah. I want to announce this one. Okay, the editor of the year is in 3, 2, 1, Jenna.
Again?
Jenna, do you have a speech again? God.
It is what it is, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm very speechless right now.
Double awards.
Yeah, you've have multiple awards. That's this is like your third one now. Or third or fourth? I don't know, third. Okay, cool. So most popular member of the year goes to due to the impact of his polls, his frequent participation in debates, and the amount of laughter he brought to the community, His dry humor, recognizable profile picture, which is, you know, the yellow face, and his overall presence completes the picture. It helps us a lot with the events. Bingo. I think he just launched another one yesterday. Bingo, Child Predictions. And yeah, he's been helping out with the website lately, too. So we really appreciate O. Yes, I think like in the polls. This is my,
I have to say something about O, bro. Like, I think like it's my best idea to replace him, you know what I mean, for Wolves. You get what I'm saying? And hey,
yes.
Well, shout out to the other man. Hey, Midas, you want to say hello?
Bro, that's the goat, bro. That's the goat.
Yeah. That's the fucking goat, man. Shout out to O, man, for real.
Shout out to O.
Yeah. Shout out to O, man.
Bro, yeah, man. O is a very special member. He loves Boruto just as much as you guys. So,
I think O loves it more than we all do, honestly.
Oh, definitely.
He does,
bro.
He comes up with some good bingo prediction stuff, like, because you know you have to make prediction like cards for the bingo. He comes up with all that.
The thing is, we made fun of him like in the beginning. You know what I mean? With this like ridiculous states.
Yeah, we were clowning him, and he was right. A whole year in advance before the times came out.
But like he changed like another man. You know what I mean? Since he went from the auto surf to here, bro, like he changed a lot. You know what I mean? So shout out to O, man.
Yeah. Just shout out to O.
Congratulations,
bro. Congrats, right. O, man. The fucking goat.
Yeah. Okay, so the next award is the best newcomer. So this award goes to Tiger Fire 54. So they had immediate engagement from day one, and strong, thoughtful suggestions that made an instant impact. So congratulations to Tiger Fire 54 for best newcomer. I know Wasik didn't quite earn that, but maybe next year. Well, it's too late for that because it would need to be someone new. So congratulations, Tiger Fire. All right, so Artist of the Year. So we sometimes hold art events, fan art events, and this individual is really good with their art. And they made... Pretty sure they made this crazy Mamushi art. Not only that, this user has also one of our giveaways. So this award goes to Hyper for his creative output,
shout out to Hyper.
Recognizable style, and consistent artistic contributions to the community. So congratulations to Hyper. Hyper is an awesome user.
We got to give a shout out to Ghoul for that fan art, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Ghoul? That fan art.
Oh, okay. So,
shout out to Ghoul for that one.
Okay, so next award. We're almost done with the awards. We have three awards left, and then we'll move on to the legends. So the next award is the biggest Mitski fan, and that one goes to Rise of Rush. Rush seemed to be the biggest Mitski fan on our server, posting the gifts, all that. Not only that, but providing lots of boosts to achieve a custom role, a Mitski role, Mitski Sage Mode role, to be specific. So congratulations to Rise of Rush. We recognize you as 2025's biggest Mitski fan. Speaking of biggest fans, biggest Boruto fan. The biggest Boruto fan award goes to Boruto fan.
Boruto fan.
The guy's name is Boruto fan. Boruto fan has been part of our podcasts and stuff, but it's clear and evident that he is the biggest Boruto fan because he's always glazing his drip, his outfits, and he even told a story of how Boruto saved him from drowning. So
shout out to Boruto fan, bro. Like the first wave on the server, bro. Like he made us so laugh so hard, bro.
Bro,
oh yeah. My god, Midas, do you have to say something about like Boruto?
Find that video, bro. Shout out Bort.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Bort. Legendary Bort, video.
Oh, I don't forget, like, he was also, like, the first one that, like, promoted us, basically, right? Yeah, I think, like, yeah, Bort Defend was, like, he was literally the first one that, like, actually promoted us. So, shout out to Bort Defend as well.
For one of the first, yeah.
And he, like, hard launched the debate channel when it was, like, not very active. And, like, people were, like, not consistently in there. He was, like, the first one to get in there and, like, BC talk about,
indeed,
talk about his goat, Urashiki.
Bort Defend and watch Bort, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out to both of these guys, man. Like, they made this lab, bro. Yeah. Like, I think it was like the first wave of the server, right? I think it was like at the beginning of 2025, I guess.
Or for the year, yeah.
Before IB and Ashita and all the rest of the members came in, bro. Like, that was like the first wave of the server, bro. That was the best part of the server, to my opinion, bro. Like, that was the best part of this whole server, bro. Before the video channel went going viral, bro.
How long was Watch Bort on that VC for, bro? Like 8 hours.
Bro, he was straight up for 8 hours, bro. People were leaving and he was still solo, like talking to a fucking wall or something like that. You know?
Crazy, crazy time.
Watch Bort, man.
Let's move on to the next award. This is the final award, and we'll move on to the legends. The final award is the best Boruto content creator, and specifically YouTube. And this award goes to Six Paths Dunga. So for his consistent Boruto coverage, in-depth character analysis, and strong engagement with the community across releases and discussions. And I will say, I have notifications on for Six Paths Dunga's YouTube channel, and he is always posting. And not only that, but he has supported our community and server. He puts our Discord in his description. He puts the Boruto Club in there. And when he live streams, he promotes our community. So shout out to Six Paths Dunga for best Boruto content creator of the year.
For real. Unfortunately, he's not here, but like, Dunga, if you hear this, if you hear this back, bro, shout out to you, Dunga. We appreciate you.
Yes.
All your hard work. I dig your, like, the thing is, like, I only watch this, like, Boruto content, you know what I mean? I used to watch, like, Naruto Explain, like, everybody did, you know what I mean? But, like, I think, like, Six Paths Dunga is the best YouTuber overall. So, shout out to Dunga, man. Shout out to Dunga.
Shout out to Dunga. All right. So, that concludes our 2025 awards. We're going to finish this off with the 2025 legends. So, just to start off, the first legend on the list, and just so you know, any legends in our community get a special legend role. And that's not to say that anyone can get it. You can see when I explain these users for legends, you'll see what they did and how they earned this title. It goes beyond just being a member of our community. It's more of trying to help our community grow and become stronger and something better. So here we have the 2025 legends. The first one is the one, the only, it's myself, Zook.
No deal.
let's see. So it says, the Boruto podcast started from nothing in December of 2023. After a few years, Zook started the Two Blue Vortex community blog, along with the Discord with the help of Theo, Alpha, and Justin. Zook created the Boruto Club to unify the Boruto community with all of his websites and partners. Within 1 year, Two Blue Vortex Discord hit 6,000 members with Zook's invites. The website's existence would be nothing without Zook. Thank you so much for this award, guys. this is my speech.
Yeah, but like, that's the truth, you know? Yeah, but that's the truth. I want to say, like, unfortunately, Killa is not here. I was talking with Killa in DMs, you know what I mean? And I want to say, like, Zook is really, like, underappreciated for his work. I'm always sending it in, and I was like, yo, you have to give a big shout out to Zook for the websites, bro. Right? Like, I'm doing the server and stuff, but, like, in general, bro, without Zook, bro, this server won't be there, you know what I mean? With the amount of members and stuff. You guys wouldn't even, like, found the server without Zook, you know what I mean? So, shout out to Zook, man. Yeah.
Thank you so much. You know, a lot of it, I gotta say, a lot of it First of all, shout out to this other terrible Boruto server. They're the reason why we went to do all this stuff, because they just treated the community terribly. The community was just super toxic and just the worst thing I've ever seen. So we went to make our own community, the Two Blue Vortex community. Yes, I started with the podcast years ago, December 2023. And I was doing this in the middle of the night, just even in my car, like, you know, just doing it because I like Boruto. But we started the Two Blue Vortex Discord and community in November of 2024. So it's been just over a year.
November.
And I gotta say, a lot of the progress that we have made couldn't have been done without the help of the staff team. Alpha, Justin, Midas,
Strix, shout out to Midas as well. Matery, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Matery. Of course. You know, of course, yeah, we would go in the direction that we go in, but we're much stronger and in a much better position. The structure of the Discord would have not been there without Alpha and how successful that is. A lot of it would have been slower paced because I'm juggling all these websites, BorutoColor.com, Boruto Podcast, I'm juggling all these websites, and I'm trying to set time aside to do all these things. And everything just got sped up with the staff members. And I also got to say, really appreciate everyone for being in our community, being in our chat. That's what we like to see. We like to, you know, even though you might not be active the entire year, but if you pop in here and now and then, we see it and we really appreciate it. And I'm sure Boruto does too. So,
yeah, I want to say also, like, shout out to everybody who participated in the bit channel as well. Shout out to everybody who showed love to me, to Zook. It wasn't hard for me to bring over some members from the other server to here as well. I had a whole year propaganda against the other server, bro. So it worked out. So. shout out to Hannah, bro. Shout out to Hannah. Shout out to Michael. Shout out to Thor. Shout out to everybody, man. It's all love, man. It's not really serious, bro. It's just, it's what it is.
Yep. Okay. So thank you so much, everyone. I'm honored to be the first legend of 2025. Okay. So the next legend on the list is Comstore. Or the owner Yuki. So Comstore was Boruto Club's first partner. Comstore is based out of Japan and sells official authentic Boruto products and more. Yuki is a valued member of the Boruto community and a big reason why the community evolved for the better. For this reason, Comstore and Yuki are labeled as a legend. And I have to say, Comstore. Yes, they sell authentic, real Boruto products straight out of Japan. The magazines, all that stuff. They have been so kind and nice, but I want to mention Comstore and Yuki. We did a giveaway for one of the mangas. I think it was Volume 2. And this store from Japan shipped and sent out for the winner those special holographic or special postcards from the manga that are exclusive to the Japanese volumes. The Japanese volumes, they come with awesome postcards of like the characters, Boruto, Sarada, all that. And they provided that for the winner of the giveaways. So that was really special of them. And we really thank them for everything they've done. So congratulations to Comstore Yuki. All right, let's move on to the next legend. All right, the next legend is Chaos, or Kai, the owner. So the Chaos brand created by Kai has made amazing Boruto-inspired clothing. Kai has worked so hard to develop absolute drip to the world. Chaos is an important part of the Boruto Club. Therefore, they are a legend. And if you guys don't know, on our website, we have an ad. If you see in the partner section, You can use our code TwoBlueVortex on their store, and they sell crazy karma hoodies. If you ever seen them on our blog site, if you look at the partner section, you'll see it. They got the red karma, they got the blue karma, they got all that. So they sell crazy cool Boruto inspired merch. And yeah, use code TwoBlueVortex for $20 off. And it is something really cool that we are partnered with. So shout out to them. All right, so the next legend is someone that literally, I don't think the success of our community would be there. I think it would be a little bit different. It would definitely not just be a little bit, it would be different without this person. It wouldn't be the same. And the winner is, or not the winner, but the legend is Alpha. So although his ego is huge, it plays a great role on the fact that nothing can stop Alpha. He's very talented with community engagement, and the Discord would not be where it's at without his skills. The Discord experience is thanks to Alpha and his smart decisions. And without his thinking and help, we wouldn't be where we're at today. So congratulations, Alpha. Alpha, do you have a speech or anything you want to say?
I already did like a couple minutes ago, but yeah, thank you for giving me this legend status, bro. I appreciate it. And I couldn't agree more, bro. Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Alpha, for your speech.
You're welcome.
And just so you all know, again, I'll repeat it. After this podcast, on TwoBlueVortex.com/Hall of Fame or wherever the page is, we'll announce it. You will see the whole list of all the winners. It'll be there. Okay, so the next legend of 2025 is Justin N. So although he does not talk much, he was always around to benefit with his stance and around to help with posting on the website. Justin faded away with inactivity, but we will never forget his efforts. So he was always posting chapter leaks, chapter sneak peeks on the website. He did help with getting some theories on the website. But Justin was more of a background thing with the feudal lords. He helped with getting stickers in the Discord or organizing the emojis, and you know, being another head of input for our decisions.
Oh, for real. Yeah. Like, Justin helped me out as well in the beginning, bro, with the whole server structure as well. So shout out to Justin. Fortunately, he is not here. Yeah, like you said, like, he was barely active like the last couple months. Personal circumstances, bro. So, but in the end, bro, he always told me in the end, like, yo, I'm not active. I'm watching. So, shout out for his major work as well. For real. Yes. Shout out to Justin.
Shout out, Justin. So our next legend is Theo. So Theo was the center of everything. One of the founding lords of the TBV Discord community. Theo always connected everyone and never let things get out of hand. This community could not have started without the smarts and skills of this legendary warrior. And I've said it previously, Theo was kind of like glue. Theo glued us all together, and he always made it work. Even when we had arguments or whatever was going on when we first started, we didn't like each other, whatever. Theo is the reason that we work together. Unfortunately, I think Theo has had some health issues or something, and he is no longer the same person. So he is no longer around with us. Hopefully, we'll see him again someday.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so The next award, or legend, sorry, not award, legend, goes to Assad. So Assad was the owner and creator of the Boruto community on X, where he built and nurtured a space that grew to over 24,000 members and helped shape the Boruto fandom into a more positive and welcoming community. Though his dedication and leadership, his work on X led to a meaningful partnership with our very own Boruto podcast, allowing the podcast to record and host discussions via X Spaces. Assad will be remembered for his outstanding achievements, his lasting impact on the community, and his legacy as a true legend within the TBV community. Assad created the Boruto Twitter community, which has 24,000 members. So he lets me and Watch Boruto go live on there with our Boruto podcast and record and notify all these members of the community. So shout out to Assad. He has earned legend here in 2025. The very next one, and they just joined now, and I would love it if you could come up and speak. The next winner of our Legends List 2025 is Watch Boruto. Watch Boruto has been around since the first Boruto podcast. He's been hosting the Boruto podcast along with Zook, myself, which Watch Boruto has helped with the development of the podcast, and which was the first addition to the Boruto Club. So the podcast was the first thing of the Boruto Club. Thousands of fans have listened to Watch Boruto speak, and for these reasons, he is a legend. And thank you for all your help and work, Watch Boruto. If you do want to come up, you can come up and speak, Watch Boruto, if you want to give a speech. All right. So our next TBV legend of 2025 is Ichyo Jenna. Jenna is a popular member of the TBV community. She's super patriotic for the community, always on that hashtag TBV takeover season, and an all-out super positive person. Jenna has became a Boruto Club partner as a TikTok content creator, gaining over 7,000 new followers after joining the club. With all the reasons mentioned, Jenna is a TBV legend. And I also want to say Jenna has won 3 awards for this event. I will say Jenna is probably the MVP of our awards here today. So congratulations, Jenna. You have earned the title of TBV legend.
Thank you so much.
Yes, congratulations. And you will get a special role. Hey, Watch Boruto, would you like to say anything for winning TBV Legend 2025?
I thought it was going to be a little bit earlier. I fell asleep and then I woke up and that shit, oh, damn, it's right now. So I just barely woke up. But that time zone difference is a... But no, that's it.
You don't have anything to say, like, about joining the podcast in the beginning and this journey we've been through? Well, I'll tell them. I mean, we've been through a journey. He's been here since the very first podcast, so.
Yeah, I don't even remember exactly when. What is it, about to be 3 years?
It was December 2023.
For 2 years, so. Same thing?
Yeah.
3 years.
Bro. And also, you did win an award earlier. Mm-hmm. You won Biggest Anime Watcher because you've watched Boruto a million times. And not only that, but we recognize that this year you also went back and rewatched it all in English as well. Yeah. And that you can call out word for word what is said at the exact minute and seconds of every episode in the show. And that's a skill that not a lot of people have. So maybe congratulations.
I don't know about dub. I'm not a dub person, so I've only seen the dub in total once. Mm. And even then, it's like damn near the same.
Only but you did that this year, though. You did that this year, so.
But yeah.
All right, cool. So congratulations, Watchberto and Jenna, for becoming our 2025 TBV legends. Congratulations. So the next legend of 2025 of our community is the one and only Kishimoto. And the reason is he's the GOAT. Also, another 2025 TBV legend is Ikimoto. The reasoning, obviously, the GOAT. that's self-explanatory for those. And we come down to our very last legend here to be announced for 2025. And the winner of, or not the winner, why do I keep saying that? The very last legend of 2025 to be announced is Boruto Fan. So on Wednesday, November 6th, just 5 days after starting our TubeBlueVortex.com blog and this very TBV Discord that we are in right now, Boruto Fan has become our very first partner on the Boruto Club, November 6th. This was a huge stepping stone because it showed the Boruto Club can actually work. We will always remember how Boruto saved Boruto Fan from drowning in the ocean. Boruto Fan was always making Boruto TikTok content, glazing the goat, Boruto Uzumaki, fire emoji, drip, drip, wet emoji, drip, drip. Wet emoji, Otsutsuki, the greatest character in all of fiction. There is nobody better than him. That is a quote from Boruto Fan himself. And again, he was our very first content creator partner on the Boruto Club, November 6th, 5 days after we started our blog and basically the making of the Boruto Club. So this proved that what we were doing is working, and it has evolved so much further, and Boruto Fan has stuck around since. So we really appreciate Boruto Fan for that, and he has earned the title of legend. So that comes to the end of our awards ceremony and legends ceremony. Alpha, is there anything you want to say?
Well, so I'm driving, bro. Sorry. First of all, I want to give a huge shout out to FWire, Felix, for the leaks and stuff, translating the whole thing. I want to give a huge shout out to Souvenir as well. He returned to the server. Welcome back. Shout out to Blond Hinata, returning as well. after his whole XP system. And I also want to give a huge shout out to, let me see. Bro, there are a lot of people, man. I don't want to miss some people. You get what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Try to get everyone.
Oh, shout out to Wasik. He's also here. I see you, boy.
Yes, Wasik. Wasik was a user that misbehaved a lot earlier when they joined. And they made a promise that they would change their ways, and they proved it. We let them back, and they really proved it. And we haven't had any issues since. And Wasik has also been reading the Boruto manga, not watching anime, but just reading it. So shout out to Wasik. Is there anyone else?
Shout out to David as well.
We got to get Wasik to talk up here, low-key.
What did you say?
We got to get Wasik up here on the stage, bro.
Yeah, man. Bring him here. Wasik.
Let me see. Wasik, do you want to have anything to say? And please don't troll, right?
He won't.
Here we go.
Wasik. I bet he won't, bro. Shout out to Wasik, man. What's up, Wasik? What's up, man? Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to you, man, bro.
Yes.
Yeah, YouTube, Fever, Twitter, everywhere, bro. Yeah, man.
So,
yeah. Well, thank you, Wasik, for coming up.
Yeah. Wasik has some legendary remarks, bro. He has some legendary remarks, you know what I mean? And shout out to Wasik for that, bro. Like, without Wasik, bro, the server won't be how it was, like, in the first wave of the server. You get what I'm saying, bro? Like, he made us laugh very hard, bro. Like, Wasik, like, was one of the few members who made me laugh as hard as possible. With O and F Wire, like, this guy all made me laugh very hard. Suzuki love. So yeah, big shout out to y'all, man. And if I miss somebody, we have a lot of people, so if I miss somebody, sorry for that.
Congratulations to everyone that won an award. Congratulations to everyone
Shout out to Okio
as well. Congratulations to everyone that got legend. And you know, this shows basically what we explained to everyone why each user got their award or legend. It shows that you guys who didn't win anything can win for 2026. It shows what we kind of look out for. We're just looking for positive members of the community. And we really appreciate having you all here. Thank you everyone who has stuck around in this podcast for an hour now. We really appreciate that. Lastly, I want to mention we are evolving our podcast. We have solidified our crew here in the Discord, and we used to record in Discord, but since on X and Twitter, they've been letting us record there. We've been doing that lately, but now we're going to start introducing more Discord recordings and episodes of the podcast that you can be a part of right here in this server. So look out for those podcasts, and thank you everyone for coming today. Congratulations and Happy New Year. See everyone in 2026.
Yeah, man, with some board to greatness, bro. Let's hope for the anime that's returning. I hope so.
Yes.
And I'm really packed for next chapter, if I have to be honest with you. So let's see what Kishimoto and Ichimoto will bring next month.
Yeah. All right.
And also big shout out to Inyoko, bro. Yeah.
Great word. All right.
Great word, yeah.